Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for being here on time. Madam Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Yes. As soon as I get the papers out of the... Oh, book. Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Here.
D. Conklin.
Here.
Don Cook.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Elaine Duncan.
Robert says it isn't necessary to call the roll and then continue.
Yes, it is.
It'll take less time to call the roll and we'll argue about it.
Thank you.
Anissa.
Yes, but we shouldn't count absences.
Alexandra. Hunter.
Absent.
Jim Krafka. Jerry Lynch.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Here.
P.K. McCary.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Here.
I'm here. Susan Radwin.
Here.
Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Kevin White. Venetia Williams.
Here.
Rhonda Garner.
Present.
Robert Gartner.
Here.
Lars Hedlington?
He's not a member of this body yet.
Well, he's on the agenda, so, I mean, he's on the list.
I can tell you he will not be here. He has each
other. He's not a member. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
Please continue.
Wally James?
No.
Wally's absent. Here. Hank Lamb?
Here.
Mike Lewis?
Here.
Okay.
All right. The agenda is before you. Does anyone have any changes to tonight's agenda? This is a continuation of what we began last week.
Mr. Chairman, it would be appropriate, since we've taken attendance in violation of Robert's rules, to ask for the excused absences to be approved.
Do you have the names of people who have requested excuse? Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to put it in the form of a motion or just give you the names?
Just give us the names.
The names are Alexandria Hunter, Jim Krafka, and Kevin White.
And also Wally James.
Wally James. Okay, he didn't send it.
Is there any objections to excusing? Yes, Adriana.
I would like those that our official who said that we cannot excuse an absence of a member that got more than 3 absences in the last 4 months.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Neither
Robert's rules nor our standing rules say that a continuation meeting is a separate entity of its own.
Your point of order is not well taken. If our standing rules and Roberts do say that a continuation meeting is a separate meeting and the role...
Cite it, please.
You cite it. You want the book? Here.
I have it. Wait, I have it, Mark.
You're making a claim about what they said.
So are you. Okay, let me separate this motion. Is there any objection to excusing the absences of everyone except Kevin White? Seeing no objections, we're separating it out, and all of those individuals except Kevin White's absences are excused. Now we'll talk about...
Excuse me, Kevin did send an email asking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He did. Right. And we haven't decided on whether he's a member or not.
Wait. We got more than one person talking. Okay. Ms. Duncan.
Since we have not decided on the faith of Mr. White, he is still a member of the board and should be treated like all the others. Then at the time when you decide that we are going to discuss the problem, and if he is removed from the board, then this is a moot point.
How do you wish to handle this, and when do you wish to address this matter?
I thought it was on the agenda to address it tonight, was when we do the minutes and then vote on if anybody had the absences.
Is it all right with you if we just postpone this until we get into the minutes of preceding meetings? Okay, we will...
come back to it.
Yeah. Okay, we are at the minutes of...
Point of information.
State your point.
I heard you ask if there was anything to be added to the agenda. Did
no,
I hear that correctly?
Any changes to tonight's agenda.
Okay.
I'm
no
not
additions.
Adding anything.
No additions.
No.
What? The body determines that, sir.
Do you have anything you would, on a continuation meeting, only those things that were on the agenda last week are appropriate for discussion tonight?
Anything you have to do with that comment, we do.
Okay. Hank?
On the subject of this
being... Wait. I don't know what this is. Is this a point of order? Is this to interrupt the flow of the meeting?
To be recognized by the chair.
For what?
So that I might speak.
About what?
Well, if you'll quit about what me, I'll say it. There is a thing in Robert's order that says that this is not a separate meeting, that this is a continuation of the same one, and adjournment does not stop the meeting. It just delays it until this time.
Right. The first thing we are supposed to do is to approve the minutes from last week's meeting. Deb, would you please, have you shared them with the body?
They have been shared. They've been posted and shared.
Just a moment.
It doesn't contain absences, that's right.
Have you distributed the minutes?
I have the record, but I didn't put them in.
Yeah, I didn't get one.
I don't think I got them either.
It says November. The four that we took
here. January 18th continuation.
But we haven't admitted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yet, right? Delegates meeting from November. Yeah.
Ted, which chair?
I did call the roll.
Yeah, we called the roll then, so we don't have to call it now.
Sure.
I don't care.
But it's count absences.
We have a couple extra copies on the box.
Which meeting are you talking about? Last week's?
Deb, did you distribute the minutes of last week's meeting?
Yes, I did.
When before that, we didn't get them on this.
I don't think we got them.
Can the secretary please recognize that please just
a
it's not a point of
order. Yeah. Yes, it is. The point is well taken. Deb, would you please note that Cliff Smith is no longer absent, but rather present?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Does any... has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes of last week's meeting? I don't have a copy.
No, we haven't seen them yet.
I don't have a copy.
They were emailed.
You have two copies.
Somebody can have
one. This is the
was handed
agenda
out was
for
November 9th.
Tonight.
Yeah, I have an extra one. I have one extra.
I need one for you.
Okay.
The chair doesn't have a copy.
This is the agenda. I was asking for the minutes.
When did you email them?
I'm looking for the minutes. I've got them all scrambled up here. I messed it up when I said.
I haven't passed them out yet.
Okay. I did. And I will.
Is that the agenda?
I've got the agenda. I just don't have any minutes.
Here. Oh, God, no. This is not it either. Let me look through this mess for it.
This is November the 9th. This is not last week.
What were the emails?
My goodness.
The minutes? Yeah. I put them up, I think, earlier in the week. I don't remember when exactly. This is the week before that.
It was emailed on January the 13th.
Okay.
December 14th, that's what we're looking for?
We're looking for
January
the 11th.
January 11th, okay.
Or the 18th. You're talking about December 14th, right?
No, January 11th.
What about December
11th?
That's the continuation. Oh, my God. I had this all organized and tore it all up when I got passing out the wrong thing. How could I have? I must have given the minutes to some people. I gave all those minutes. Would you put your hand out up if you have the minutes?
From January the 11th?
From January 11th, yes. Nobody has them.
We all have November 9th.
9th, yeah.
December 14th, I have them. Oh, Lord. Let me see what I've got here. Nobody has them at all? How could I possibly have only six copies? I've either printed none or 24. That's not anybody's problem.
Which, Madam Secretary, which minutes are we prepared to approve at this point?
It should be the January ones, but I can't even find all the copies that I made.
Okay, well, that the critical issue tonight is absences. Can we look at some other minutes? Going back as far as you've got them that have not yet been approved.
We do have these in our emails. For January 11th, we have them in our email.
You do, yes.
Bill?
Actually, the ones that Deb sent us on the 13th were not last week's meeting. The subject says January 11th minutes, but the...
Does it include
it's actually the minutes of the December 14th meeting, if you open the file.
Oh, Lord.
Really? Just a moment. I will call on you.
Blew it on 14 accounts.
We need to pick, if we have minutes, we're supposed to start at the earliest, that or the furthest back. So, has someone got that document, and can they... the key point is the issue of absences, and then I know we need to specifically hone in on that, and then if there's anything else, we can make corrections if that's necessary. I will, yes. What is Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair? Is this a point of order?
That's what I'm saying. The first one, the one that she gave us, that is November 9th.
Okay.
I'm trying to say
Deb, would you like to read these?
Mr. Chair, we had some that were handed to us at the last meeting, which we did not approve, that were from October.
Do you have them?
I do not have them with me.
We got November 16th and December 14th at the last meeting.
Casey, what is the earliest ones that you think you have?
Tonight we got November 9th. Last week we got... November 16th, December 7th, and December 14th is
so
what
the,
I have.
So the furthest back would be
November
9th?
Unless someone has something further back.
I have November 9th. It's dated November 11th, but the actual item is November 9th. That's what I have.
Okay. And on November the 9th, I mean, the critical question is the absences of Hank Lamb and Cliff Smith. Kevin White and Cliff Smith. On November 9th, were either of those individuals present?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
No. No.
Yes.
Hank Lamb was absent. Kevin White was absent.
That's not correct.
May I speak, please, Mr. Chair?
That's not correct, anyway.
May I please speak, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
First,
as the immediate past secretary who was responsible for the November 9th minutes, would you please speak? November 9th.
Mr. White was present for the regular meeting on November 9th. After the regular meeting, we had a delegates meeting, which we took roll again. We've always counted that as two meetings. He left before that meeting began. So he was absent for the delegates meeting on November 9th.
Okay. So and was Cliff Smith present for either of those meetings?
No, he was not here for the regular meeting.
Okay.
He was excused. Well, it
that's okay.
We're absent.
Okay. Was Kevin White's absence excused on November the 9th?
No.
Okay.
Point of order.
State your point.
You should do the minutes separately because it's been reported that Mr. White was here for the regular meeting, which I believe started at 7 p.m.
We approved.
So we should do that.
You
we did not approve
it.
That's what we just called up.
I don't understand what your point is.
Was just reported by the former secretary that Kevin White was here for the regular meeting on November the 9th. So let's move forward with those minutes, get them approved, and then go on to the delegates.
Do you want the entire document read aloud?
No, I have it in front of me.
Okay, do you have any objection? Other than, do you see any errors?
I do.
Were you present at those meetings?
No, but I have the minutes in front of me, which I can make my point with all the
extensive... Please make your point.
The point is that I object to the excuse given to Mr. Smith by virtue of the fact the rule that has been cited by you in emails, by Ms. Casanave by in emails, was passed out as the rule...
What is your point?
...prohibit giving an excused absence to somebody in a year that has missed more than three meetings.
And retroactively.
Mr. Smith had been given...
What?
Several absences, or had several absences beyond that limit and should not have been eligible for an excused absence. So an excuse of that absence
can we talk about one person at the time? We're talking about Mr. White, then maybe we talk about...
Well, he's the least of the two absences.
He asked me if I objected to anything.
You're out of order.
Excuse me.
Okay. Right now we're talking about Cliff Smith on November the 9th. He was absent. Was his absence excused?
No.
No. So he.
No, I couldn't call back.
Okay.
It wouldn't allow me to call back.
Okay. On November. You're out of order. On November the 9th, was Kevin White's absence for the delegates' meeting excused?
No.
Okay.
Point of information. I read something. I can't cite it. I could try to pull it up, but I believe the gentleman, Terry Goodman, whoever knows Terry, as being kind of like a person who knows about things, he said that a delegates meeting does not count. It is a separate meeting, but it does not, attendance does not count. And I read that.
Well, precedence on this body is that for 15 years, delegates' meetings have been recognized as separate meetings, and the rationale for that is that if we don't have a quorum, then the meeting cannot happen. So we have always recognized that as a separate delegates meeting, and we've taken roll for that purpose. So that takes care of November.
Mr. Chair,
I see hands up, but I don't know whether it's point of order or it's debate or it's
usually it means they want the floor.
Request for information.
State your.
Well, do we have minutes for the or draft minutes for the regular meeting on November 9th? Because I can't find them.
No, we do not.
Okay.
And I have a point of order. Nowhere in our bylaws is there any such thing as a delegates meeting. There are no prescribed means of holding it, attending it.
Understood. You and I have both made that argument, but precedent is a major factor.
Even though it's against the bylaws. It's against the bylaws. There are nothing in there.
Yes,
that
Hank, you have been outvoted. Hank, how many? I'm not.
Haven't voted on it at all. We're in a new body.
Your point is not well taken. Cliff, do you have a point of order, point of information?
Isn't there something in?
Wait, you're out of order.
Oh,
Cliff, you had your hand up. Do you have a point of order or a point of information?
Point of information.
State your point. This is a question.
For two months, and it was first it was being arrested on federal charges. They didn't have to.
This, you're not asking a question. You're out of order,
Robert. Do you understand why I was absent?
We understood. You've said that multiple times. It's not a point.
No, I haven't said it multiple times. I haven't been allowed to.
You said it last week. Robert, do you have a point of information?
I don't have the exact section and phrase, but I read recently that special meetings can be called by the LSB at any time.
We're in that meeting right now. Okay. Jerry.
Point of information for those of us who don't know. Wait,
whoa. What is your point? What is your question?
Point of information. What actually is a delegates meeting?
What this body has determined as a delegates meeting is a meeting where the general manager is excluded, even though the general manager is an ex officio member of the body. But for purposes of debating or electing a representative to the Pacific and National Board, they are excluded from these meetings, and that has been the rationale for allowing a special meeting, a delegates meeting, where that has taken place. Okay.
Point of procedure.
What is your
point of procedure?
There's no such thing as a point of procedure. Okay, can we go on to the next minutes that are available to us?
Have we approved the...
We didn't have...
Okay.
What happened to me? Doesn't that have anything to do with anything?
Wait.
I disappeared for 2 months and nobody didn't sit enough to have a meeting, but they don't even say, let me say anything?
Okay, let me answer your question. You're wondering if we are going to address the fact that you missed 3 months worth of meetings. The point is that when the bylaws...
I missed 3 months, it was 2 months. Go ahead.
When the bylaws were written, they said that if people miss 3 consecutive months of meetings and they do not have excuses for that, they are no longer on the board. If they obtain excuses, that will be, the absences will be waived, but this body created a special rule by a 2/3 vote that said after you have received three excused absences, the opportunity, regardless of whether you're in jail or whether you're in the hospital or whatever, you are no... I'm trying to answer your question. You're no longer eligible to request any more excused absences. We are treating this like a job, and if you miss 3 consecutive months of meetings without excused absences, and if you have already exhausted all the excused absences you're allotted, then regardless of what you are, your constituents who voted you in are no longer being represented, and therefore you are not eligible for any more excused absences. And at that point, if you have 3 unexcused absences, then you are off this body. That's the ruling.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
State your point.
To answer the member,
No.
Every special...
This is not...
No, I'm sorry. You state something incorrectly.
Did I state incorrectly?
That is the rule that he said that we passed.
That's what I said.
Every special rule can be overturned with 2/3
right.
of the votes.
If 2/3 of this body... I didn't say it wrong, I just left that out. I'm sorry. If 2/3 of this body wants to suspend that special rule regarding excused absences, in other words, negating this special rule, either temporarily or, and we can only do it temporarily tonight, then that can be done.
Challenge the ruling of the chair.
I want to challenge it too.
State... What is your appeal from the decision of the chair?
It's like a pregnancy. Miss 3 unexcused absences and you're off. There is no vote. There is no 2/3 majority.
That is correct.
Miss 3 meetings in a row and you're off.
Disagree.
You cannot retroactively
put someone
back on.
I just agreed with you.
You brought up the 2/3 thing and he's...
Point of information.
I'm saying it's not subject to a vote. It's automatic. We just need to determine what happened.
Request for information.
All right, KC.
My question is, can that happen retroactively to meetings or just to the meeting just before this one?
That's my
thought.
Do
you want to
change
the
bylaw?
No.
No.
You want
the point of information?
We'd like to do business, actually, without being hindered by all this and have all the business question. Which is fine for Paul here.
Uh,
I had a point of information.
On November, okay, on November the 9th.
16th.
I'm looking at November the 9th. It says here that Adriana makes a motion to excuse Chris Smith's absence.
Have those minutes been approved? Point of information. I said it repeatedly.
No.
No. Okay. It's a request for information.
Request for information.
Yeah, but okay. Used it.
Request for information.
Yes.
Do we have the minutes? Yes. Regarding the absences been presented and approved by the board that relate to Cliff Smith's absences?
No, no minutes from November or December.
Aren't they?
They have the minutes.
So the question is,
so
are we?
Have to ask for them.
They're supposed to be approving minutes now.
Okay. So once again, what is the furthest back? What is the furthest back minutes that we have? November the 9th?
Yes.
Okay, then November the 9th minutes indicate that Chris Smith received an excused absence.
That's Mr. Chair. No. That's November 16th, Mr. Chair.
Look. No, November 9th.
That was my point originally.
November 16th is another meeting.
Somebody went back and changed the minutes to afford an excused absence retroactively that was given on the 16th.
No. In November 16th is my motion. Was November 16th.
Correct.
Because in November, may I explain, Mr. Chair, please? And the audience there.
Wait. Let me just read this. On November the 16th, the minutes say Adriana Casanave makes a motion to excuse Cliff Smith's absences for this meeting and last meeting, November 9th, due to his being in the hospital. And the vote on this motion was 9 in favor and 2 against. And therefore, Cliff Smith's absences on the 9th and the 16th were excused as according to...
I re-raise my point of order. The member is here, and he said he wasn't there, and he didn't request an excused absence, and he didn't get one. So on our law, that should show three consecutive...
That's not what I said. You're lying.
Hold on a minute. Cliff.
I'm going to have to defend myself. I'm going to
he said he couldn't get through on the phone.
Okay, what is your understanding of this particular piece of information? Did you
request? I have never had an absence since I've been on the board. I have no exact memory when that was, because I wasn't around, was I? 16th, I wasn't around.
Okay.
I got picked up.
Okay, we need to go into the details. You either were here or you were not. That's understood.
I don't know which day you're talking about.
November 9th and November 16th. Adriana, what did you want to say?
In November 19th, we have our general manager. They came, and the last minute, they told us that Cliff was in the hospital. That's why in the next meeting, that is November 16th, I asked for an excuse for that meeting. In that meeting, was approved in that meeting because the Cliff didn't have the option, and the board didn't know that he was in the hospital. And the board excused him in November 16th, and we asked for excuse for November 9th. November 16th, the bylaw said that the excuses need to be approved. Do you want me to read the article? Need to be approved by the LSP for the members present at that meeting. November 16th, we approved 9-2 excuse Cliff. It means at that point, he was excused.
So the rules don't apply equally to everybody, right? Do they?
You know, just for a second.
That's an integrity issue.
Hold on, yeah. You're out of order.
But sue me. I'm going to sue you.
Point of privilege, personal privilege.
Hold on just a moment. What is your point of personal privilege?
Everybody here needs to try to be nicer to everyone.
Thank you.
With a little more respect.
Okay. Would anybody
like to know what happened?
I want to know if this is in error. It says here that Adriana made a motion to excuse Cliff's absence for both November the 9th and for November the 16th.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this body voted to excuse Cliff for November 9th and November 16th, and it voted to do so by a vote of 9-2. Is there anybody who wishes to argue that this is incorrect and that Cliff should not have excused absences for those 2 days?
Continuing argument. The motion was out of order and should have been so ruled.
That's not the point. Not true.
And I would respectfully request, let Cliff have his 5 minutes to say what happened so that we can move on.
If I got to be judged by you, I'd rather not have the 5 minutes and get kicked.
Cliff. Cliff.
Oh, my God.
This body is not going to retroactively say what was done back on November the 16th is out of order. If you do not want to approve these minutes because you think they are inaccurate,
Didn't you say they were out of order?
I'm bringing this to a vote on the approval, and by so doing, you will be confirming that the body gave Cliff Smith excused absences for the meetings of November 9th and the 6th and 16th, and everything else in this. George Ryder moved that there be 9 members on the program council. Adriana moved to amend to 15. Vote on the amended motion was 13 in favor, 2 against. So we have a 15-member program council. And then George moved to have PSAs put out on the air, and I don't see any vote on the motion carried without objection. That is the essence of these minutes. Is there any objection?
Mr. Chair, I've had my hand up for about 5 minutes.
I did it too.
If you don't say point of information, point of order.
You have a motion on the floor. I'd like to speak on the motion, please. The motion is to approve the minutes.
Do you have a correction to these minutes?
Yes.
What is your correction?
The problem is with the legitimacy of the November 9th meeting. This meeting was called to overlap with the Development Committee meeting on the same date. The Development Committee had been posted several weeks before. The PNB about 4 or 5 years ago passed a policy that committees would not meet on the same, would not have overlapping times if there were any overlapping members.
Bill.
So I'm just saying.
Bill, you're out of order.
We're talking about the minutes
of November the 16th. We're not talking about the 9th.
We haven't done the 9th, though. We need to
do the 9th.
So you're out of order there.
The meeting was inappropriate.
What meeting was inappropriate?
The meeting of, was it the 16th?
The 16th.
It was the 16th. Because many of us were at the development meeting. It was Robin Lewis's last meeting. She was our development director. It was our last meeting. We felt it was very important to stay there for the rest of that meeting. And then when we got over the LCB meeting, it was half over, and apparently a lot of this stuff had already been done without us. And I think it was inappropriate for the LCB to take any action before the rest of the LCB was able to attend.
Okay. My
point is not well taken.
I'll tell you why it's not well taken. Well,
number one, we had a quorum at 7:05 p.m. The chair was obligated to call the meeting to order. Furthermore, you are listed as present at this meeting. If you wanted to rule the meeting out of order, you would have had to do that at that time. This meeting,
I did.
Well, you were not. Your vote was not. You cannot move to reconsider something when you were not on the prevailing side. The meeting went forward, and we are ready to approve the minutes.
May I appeal your point? Appeal to the ruling of the chair. May I explain?
Yes.
I was not there whenever this motion apparently took place. So how could I have objected to it if I wasn't there? My point is that nothing in the meeting that happened before the rest of us got there from the Development Committee was in order.
We can't.
The meeting was out of order, and so how would we have even known this was going to be coming up for a vote?
The point of your point is not well taken, and the reason it's not well taken is because your absence, the fact that there was a quorum, and whether you're there or not, the body has the right to move forward, and it did. And your absence is...
But it was an illegitimate meeting, essentially, is my point.
It was legitimate because we had a quorum. And you cannot hold up a meeting because you and a few other people chose to be at another place at that time. Okay, so...
Can I move to vote on the 11-9 minutes?
We are talking about the... November 6th.
We haven't done the 11-9 minutes.
We'll do that in a moment. Since we're in this one, I want to go forward with this vote on this motion.
May I appeal to the ruling?
Yeah.
Can we vote on that, please?
Okay. We are going to...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
State your point.
My point is that Robert's rules say you take the minutes in order, and we have still not approved the October 26th minutes.
We don't.
They were handed out at the last meeting for approval.
You're the only person who got a copy of that because you asked me specifically for executive session minutes. And I'm assuming
this is a regular meeting.
No, it's executive
session. It says KPFT, local station board.
Stop. No. We don't have them, and we cannot vote on them.
Well, it says to take them in order.
If we don't have them, that means...
That's not my fault.
We take... Hank, are you trying to just stifle the business of this body?
Like you do. Just like you do.
I want to move.
I'm asking a legitimate point that's in Robert's Rules of Order, and it's not my fault they're not ready.
Okay, you can have a special motion to take them out of order.
That I would live with.
Is there...
That's fine.
Since we have been discussing this and it's fresh in everyone's mind... Can we vote on...
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to approving the minutes of November the 16th?
Yes, I objected, remember?
Okay. Are there any other objections?
We still need to vote on my appeal to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor of sustaining the decision of the chair... Please raise your hands.
What was the motion?
That we were, that these minutes and this meeting was a legitimate meeting. That is what my ruling is. Okay. All those in favor of voting to sustain the decision of the chair? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The motion fails. Okay, all those in favor of approving the minutes of November the 16th, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
The motion, the minutes are approved. Deb?
Mr. Chair, I move to rescind this at the next meeting.
We're going to move to the minutes of the
previous. The
9th.
Do we have them?
Do we have the minutes of October the 9th?
November the 9th.
November the 9th. I'm sorry.
We don't have them.
Do we have November the 9th?
We do not. Delegates. We only have delegates meeting then.
We have minutes?
So the delegates meeting.
How many copies do we have?
We all have one.
Well, there are both meetings.
But if they don't, I have enough.
Do we have the local station board regular session minutes?
No.
I do not have the November delegates meeting.
Okay. I've been writing minutes like crazy.
Okay. Can I have one copy? Okay. Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes of November the 9th?
The delegates meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Point of information.
State your point.
Was that the meeting in which Kevin thought he could prevent a quorum, so he ran away, and then afterwards a couple of us showed up, and then we had a quorum?
Yes.
It's not clear.
Yes.
I cannot answer that question. It's not in the minutes. All it says is that Kevin White was absent. We had a quorum, and this had to do with approving at least one town hall and at least one fundraiser.
Amendment.
The bylaw amendments.
Yes.
Nothing to do with town halls or a delegate meeting.
It.
Yes, was a bylaw amendment.
I know.
At the delegates meeting on November the 9th, this body voted to have at least one town hall and at least one fundraiser. It passed by a vote of 16-4. And we also changed the frequency of... Madam Secretary of last year, Susan, would you please identify what the outcome of the vote was on the change in the structure of the elections? Does anybody have any issue with the accuracy of this document?
16-4 and 4 against. The motion passed.
Okay. What is your correction to these minutes?
I just think with respect to Mr. Smith's attendance, it should be a notation on there that that excuse was awarded retroactively on December 16th. Or November 16th, I'm sorry.
Same jersey.
Point of information, I think that may have been because we understood that Cliff had the same reason for being absent from both meetings.
How does that affect the fact that it was excused?
Because it creates a record. That gives the impression that in these minutes should be a motion and a vote on whether he should be excused on November 9th.
Are you arguing that he should not be excused on...
No, I'm saying he should be excused. Oh, I'm saying the minutes should reflect that that was added after a notation, okay, that it was added after the fact.
Okay.
So it doesn't create the impression that there was a vote that isn't anywhere reflected in the minutes.
Deb, would you please note that the absence that is listed as an X on these... Uh-huh. Draft minutes of November 9th was changed to an excused absence.
Right.
On the 16th.
Whether it was retroactive or not, the point is that he received an excused absence.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other corrections to... Cliff, what is your...
It's very, very frustrating.
You just got an excused absence.
I don't care about the excuse. I didn't miss a single meeting until this incident happened. It happened because of something extraordinary.
We're only talking...
So it just doesn't matter. That's just seemingly what you...
How would you like these minutes to be changed?
I don't want to change anything.
Okay, that's all we're talking about is changing the minutes.
I'm trying to explain something.
We've heard that.
That doesn't matter. What's true doesn't matter.
No.
As long as it's an excuse.
Yes.
It matters, but not at this point of this meeting.
Yes.
Bill, do you have a correction to the draft minutes of November the 9th?
Yes, I'd like to move that Kevin be excused because we have, like Bob was talking about earlier, we have this inherent unfairness here. We're treating two different...
Wait, do you have a motion to excuse Kevin?
Yes, I said I move to excuse Kevin.
Okay.
And
no explanation. You don't even have a second yet.
Second.
I second.
May I motivate?
Point of order.
Okay, wait a second.
Point of order.
We're now... Can he retroactively this far after...
You did it on November 16th?
They did it on the
16th. Yeah, did it...
The man was sick.
This is the first time we've been discussing this.
Does nobody have a heart?
We're not trying to say he's unexcused. No, nobody's trying to say that.
Point of information.
State your point. Is this a question?
No, it's a point of information.
You cannot... Points of information are questions.
We're trying to treat Kevin the
same. Last time we met, it was requests for information that were requests.
Either one is acceptable, but they're both questions.
How do you insert information?
What I want...
No, it's like Jeopardy.
You're debating a motion.
Okay. Okay. The question, I guess I will rule that we can vote to retroactively excused absences.
Do your bylaw
permit
that? No. We just did it for November 9th.
Point of information?
Yeah, we did it once.
Once again,
we had to close it.
What is your What is your interpretation? If you do not agree with my interpretation, would you please explain to me why we can do it in the case of Cliff Smith from the 9th to the 16th, but we cannot do it now for November the 9th?
No, sir. My question is, when we didn't know in November 9th, we didn't know the situation, November 9th.
Right.
That's why we didn't excuse anybody. We didn't excuse Cliff because we didn't know. We were thinking that he didn't come because... No, sir, you asked me to explain. The bylaw said that the excuse is being given by the members present at the meeting. What we did is, according to the will of the body, in November 16, when we realized that Cliff didn't have the option, we didn't know. That's why the whole board decide to give him the excuse absent. I'm sorry, you asked me. Difference is that Mr. Kevin White stormed out saying, I want to break quorums. That's why he left.
Okay.
And the person that is in a hospital that doesn't have the option to speak for himself.
Okay. Hank,
I would like to speak to the motion.
And the motion is? Bill, what is your motion?
To excuse Cliff, and I haven't been able to motivate it yet.
Okay, please go ahead.
You can go ahead.
No, you're the maker.
Okay, it just seems like there's this inherent unfairness that, you know, the people who were at the LSB meeting before half of us got there because we were at another meeting didn't even know this was coming up to be excusing. We could have moved to excused Kevin or anybody else. This is the first meeting we've actually discussed these minutes, so this is the first opportunity to decide that. And so, you know, you read earlier a standing rule, and I believe it's been passed around, that, you know, you're supposed to request absences by email by 4 p.m. the day of the meeting. So either we're going to enforce it for everybody or we're not going to enforce it for anybody. It just seems like there's this inconsistency about, you know, when are you going to be able to excuse absences and when are you not. So I'm going to have a similar objection to another meeting, but for now it just seems kind of strange that we didn't even know that he was excused until we got the minutes many weeks later. And there was never an opportunity even to, you know, submit any other excused absence requests.
Thank you.
Retroactively.
Don, did you want to speak to this issue?
I do.
I want to give people who have not yet spoken an opportunity.
I have spoken on it.
Keep
the
stack going. The difference is that Kevin chose to leave after he was here. He chose to leave.
But do you know that for a fact?
He wasn't here. We were here.
He
told us.
He left because he wanted to try to prevent a quorum. And he actually was so stupid that when he left, that two people showed up right after he left, and that's why there was a meeting.
Hold on. Okay, Cliff, did you want to speak to Kevin's absence on this night?
Kevin?
That's what we're talking about.
I'm going to explain this, and nobody won't let me explain it, but you need to hear it. There's a federal law in the state of Texas that if two marshals want to...
I'm giving you 2 minutes.
I'm getting brownie points back. I'm not even sure I belong here. Look, two federal policemen arrested me out in front of the station. No, actually, that's incorrect. It was at my house when they arrested me. And Jackie Patrice can tell you that. She was there. They arrested me, told me to shut up and come with them. I didn't have to be guilty of any crime except having too much mouth. Everybody go to jail in this room. I couldn't do anything but sit there until they took me to way out 288 to just a haven for prisons. That's all it's out there. You go out about 25 miles, that's what you got. That's what I ran into. They told me to shut up, and so the psychiatrist was going to see me the next day. They did. They told me they could hold me for 3 to 15 days.
didn't wind up doing that because that was too much trouble. What they did is transferred me to another middle facility until they decided to let me go to that one. Then I went around in circles for a bit. I know, you're not interested. You want to look at the clock.
You have 20 minutes seconds. Go ahead. Hank.
The legitimacy of the second meeting is in question because in the meeting prior to that date, the former chair, Dwayne Lark, specifically asked me if 6 o'clock was okay for the meeting time.
This is a different meeting.
And then,
sorry, go ahead.
Nonetheless. He specifically asked me if that was okay.
Well, he's misstating Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne, you're out of
No, it was order. You. And he said, my way out of order, hey. And asked me if 6 o'clock was okay. Right. And then hey. When they asked, I'm stating what I was going to state anyway. Meeting.
That's for December 7th meeting. We'll get to that.
Correct him now.
Excuse me, I'm on my phone. That's right, for December 7th.
Is there any corrections?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Seconds. The board want to hear something that is a recording. Some of it.
Yes. No, let's no, just go. That's fine.
No, no. Listen.
Why don't you just go
waste your time?
We have the minutes of November the 9th. This was the meeting where we not only did we vote to pass these resolutions, but we passed it on to the Pacifica National Board, which then made the appropriate changes in the Pacifica bylaws. And now the claim is that it was an illegitimate meeting, and if that becomes the case, the spiral of corrections that will occur will be, I think, probably overturned by the Pacifica National Board, but this, you're saying them. Okay, are you appealing the decision of the chair? I'm saying that these minutes are correct and should be made a part of the record.
Well, I made a motion to excuse Kevin. That was my motion. To amend it to include that.
Okay, does anyone else wish to speak to the, Don, to Kevin White's, the excuse, excusing Kevin White's absence?
I do.
Well, it seems to be the case as I look back at it that for some reason a lot of people didn't show up for the 11-9th meeting, and there was speculation that some people on the board were trying to avoid having a meeting quorum, and that if enough of them didn't show up, we wouldn't be able to meet quorum. We laughed at the time because if we met quorum, they were all going to be absent, certainly have unexcused absences. But the race of the poll, apparently, was that they were going to argue that the meeting in the first place was illegitimate, as Bill keeps harping on over here. So maybe we should have a ruling on the part of a parliamentarian about what constitutes a legitimate meeting, by Roberts and by what exceeds Roberts in our bylaws or standing laws regarding such meetings.
You know, Don, I am. We're not doing public comment tonight. That's not part of.
How's that?
Okay.
Part two.
This is part two.
Well, I want to rule on this, Don. I do not need the assistance of our parliamentarian to recognize that if we had the sufficient number of people present, that is what constitutes a legitimate meeting. And if you want to go into all of the other nuances of what should be a legitimate meeting, including proper announcements on the radio station and placement on the website, we have been acting we have not been in consort with our with our bylaws in that regard, but we have precedent in that regard. The only real standard we have set is quorum, and we had quorum that night. It took a while because Kevin left the meeting, and then Mike Lewis arrived, and quorum was achieved, and then we went forward with the meeting.
Request for
order. Rhonda.
I have a point of information.
Hold on. Let me ask.
Point of order first.
No, point of order, and then we will go to public comment.
It seems after.
What was I will wait for public comment to be on time.
I'm sorry.
Somebody, I need to read.
It seems like there was a request for a parliamentarian ruling.
And I have the choice of whether I ask or not, and I chose not to. That's the right of Roberts, says it.
If I may,
she's my aide.
I had a final part to make about Kevin, if I may. On both of those meetings, he was there before roll call, and he disappeared by roll call. And I don't see, and if it's clear legitimate meetings, I don't see how anyone could expect to have such absence.
By point of information, I have a question. So, in general, Mr. Parliamentarian, how long does a meeting have to achieve quorum? How long do you wait for a meeting to achieve quorum?
That's a different meeting.
The answer would be, the answer is, as long as you sit there waiting to get a quorum, that's fine.
Okay.
And when you give up and decide you're not going to get one and go home, then it's all over. The other thing that relates to some of the comments over here is that a breach, and whether it's lack of quorum or whatever, when there's a parliamentary mistake, it has to be pointed out, pardon me, what the breach is at the time. You can't wait until it's all over and the work is done and the decisions are made and then go back and say, oh, this wasn't a real meeting. It was a meeting because you had a quorum and your people were there and you sat there conducting business.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, I want to...
Wait.
No, I didn't get to finish.
You will have to wait for KC.
No, I didn't get to finish, Mr. Chair. Now, what I wanted to say is, I was told that Kevin waited 45 minutes. The group deserves this information. I'm not trying to protect Kevin or kick Kevin off.
That's a different meeting.
I'm just
that's
trying to provide information. Excuse me, Adriana, I have the floor. Anyway, Kevin, I heard that Kevin White waited 45 minutes for the quorum to be achieved, and he left at 45 minutes. The quorum had not been achieved. Okay. So when was that meeting called to order? What time?
8:30 p.m.
That was the December 7th meeting.
So he waited more than 45.
And other people waited until 8:30, got a quorum, and had the meeting.
Well, I'm not ever going to sit around and wait an hour and a half.
He said wrong information.
It's the wrong
looking
have,
at.
I'm sorry, sir. We have first the regular meeting, and at 8:30, we convene to delegates meeting. That's why it's like 8:30.
Right.
Not because we were waiting.
Okay. All right, so
Casey has her hand up.
Okay.
I move to suspend debate and immediately vote on Bill's motion and then also the approval of the 16th minutes.
Close debate.
Move to close debate.
Is there any objection? Is there a second?
I second.
Is there any objection to closing debate on this matter?
No.
Okay.
Public comment.
I want to conclude the vote on this, and this.
I would like to refer to this.
Teresa, discussion. You're out of order. You're not a member of this body.
It's supposed to be at 8.
This is a continuation. We did that last meeting. There is no public comment.
I'm going to allow. How many people are interested in speaking during public comment? I have three people, and I'll be giving you each.
You might want to count.
Y'all should put this
in.
Okay, we're going to. Okay.
I move to suspend debate.
Okay, there's a vote in progress.
The vote is on. The approval, or Bill, what is your motion again?
To excuse Kevin.
Okay. All those...
To amend the minutes to excuse Kevin, excuse me, for the November
9th.
Which meeting was it now? 9th and 16th. Thank you.